warm natured land for to raise cane.
Loose land is warm.
Yeah, natured. Loose land is warm natured land. And what they call a sandy land.
Do you ever hear that called loam or loom?
Loom.
Or loam?
I don't believe I ever did.
What would you call, you'd say, we don't have to, we expect a big crop from this field because the soil is very
rich.
What's another word for rich?
Strong land.
Anything else?
No, strong and rich and fertilized, fertile land.
Mm-hmm.
That's rich too, you see, fertile is.
What would you call the land next to a river or a creek that's kind of low?
Well, you call it hammock land. In these hills where it's level land that way, it's a hammock. It's a kind of a sand, but it's a smaller grain sand than the hill land is.
Mm-hmm. What about bottom land or low land?
Well, bottom land, some of it's hammock land. And and some of it is what you call these here branch bottom, is creek bottom land.
Mm-hmm. Is that good?
Yeah, that's good too.
What would you call land that's got water standing on it most of the time?
Well, that's a kind of a swamp land.
Mm-hmm.
Water stands on.
Would you still call it a swamp if it was salt water in it?
Yeah, still a swamp.
What about a marsh?
Which?
Marsh.
Well, marsh land, that's like it's after rain, you see. It's got plenty of moist in it, wets it, and that makes plenty of moist in it. And you plant anything on moist land that way, after rain, it'll come up quicker than it will when it's dry land.
Mm-hmm. If you had some swampy land and you wanted to get the water off it,
well, you have to ditch it sometime to drain it.
Mm-hmm.
Cut ditches and drain it that way.
What would you call something like a ditch that you'd cut? It's big enough for a small boat to go through. Would you still call it a ditch?
Well, let me see. Large enough for a boat to go through, I suppose you'd call it a valley.
Mm-hmm.
Call it a valley.
And if you'd had a heavy rain and maybe down the side of a slope, a lot of water had washed some of the dirt away.
Mm-hmm.
It would leave kind of a narrow place.
Yeah, leave it narrow, make it deeper.
What would you call that?
Well, a ditch.
Mm-hmm.
You'd call that a ditch.
Have you ever seen it when a whole lot of land washes away and it gets real deep and narrow?
Yeah, I've seen that.
What's that called?
Well, that might say that ruins the land. That's just the gully washed in it. And of course, that's not good to cultivate then. But if it washes and gets large enough, and it rains often enough, why, you can call that a branch.
Mm-hmm.
Or a creek, either one. Or if it has springs on it, you call it a spring branch.
Mm-hmm. What would you call something like a gully that's big enough for like one of these large trees to be in? I mean, it's that deep.
Well, you call that a gully or a ditch.
Mm-hmm.
Either one. Either way, it's about the same.
What are the names of some of the creeks and things around here?
Well, there's one creek between here and Wingfield called Cedar Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And then the creek that it runs into is Doug Lamoni. That's a river.
Mm-hmm.
And then Doug Lamoni runs into another river larger than that they call Little River. And then Little River runs into Washita River.
Mm-hmm.
Into Red River, and Red River runs into Washita River. See, it just keeps getting larger.